So Eisnun Beis, he says, Lilmoid Bimokam Rochik, Shaloy Yelam Munias Vitirdos, Bini Beisai, the Tzival Echamitamidov, Shaloy Likvaya Dirasai, Beir Hanechsha Lamokam Parats. Two things. Lilmoid Bimokam Rochik. You should learn a place far away. Why? So he says, Pashab Shah, Shaloy Yelam Munias Vitirdos, Bini Beisai. Don't hang around your home. If you hang around your home, you will undoubtedly get tarred and caught up, and you won't get any learning done. And you know, that's the famous part that it says that Rabbi Akiva came home. Rabbi Akiva came home and he heard Rachel saying he could go back another 12 years, so he left. So you know, Rabbi Chaim used to say, why didn't you just go in and say hello? So he says, Vice Dave. Right? So others wanted to, if he would have gotten it, he would never have left. This other way. So he's saying, now, in the Torah of the Gra, or at least in the biography and the stories of the Gra, he was very extreme in this Nakuda. Because he has some lines over here, like, you know, you should completely ignore your family and it's Ikaros Torah, and your wife's in charge, and you just, you know, you do your learning and leave. So let's assume we that's not a mahalach for the Hamoinam for a moment. So is this still an inyan? So if the main inyan is in order. So definitely there's such a thing. There's definitely such an idea that you should, you know, avoid tirdis, go to a place that's quiet, go to a place that people won't harass you, find a place to learn that's quiet and good. But there is an inyan also that the etzem galus, the etzem going far away, the etzem travel, the walk, the tircha, etzem ha-galus ve-atiltol, Levakish Torah is Mesayeya in the Zchus of the Torah. The Zchus of the Torah will come greater to someone that put forth a greater effort. And there's a line like that in the Orzeruah. The Orzeruah says, Zchus HaGolos Shehu Goyle Oymed Loy Le'ezer Sheyatzliach B'Torah. The Gra says like that. It says, so he says the schus of the golf itself helps. And sometimes when you have to walk from one place to the other, it helps. The Shachal HaTorah says, Gavad HaKavar, says, V'chiper ad mosay amoy, right? Pasuk in Hazino says, the Adama that you walk on is Mechaper. The more you walk and you have to be goyla and you have to take the trials and of walking of to another place and the trip to go learn properly so you could shtai, that itself is a chiluk of the kafar. It's an interesting pshat. But ultimately, they're both true, both pshat. And one is it's a schar of the halicha, of the tzar, of the finding the right base medrash. Another one is the schar of the, you know, the not being tarred. They bring that a Gvaldika Maitse from Chaim Volozhiner. So he says a story like this. One of the Bachar in Yeshiva decided it's time for him to make a Shtuk of Parnasa. Now he's a very good Bachar, and he knew that Reb Chaim was not going to be happy with him. So he decided he's going to tell Reb Chaim, look, I shtaged a lot in Yeshiva. I think now it's time I should shtag it in my house. I don't want to get distracted. I want to stay home. So,
he's married.
What? Huh? I'm not sure what he was. So I want to go back to my parents' house. Maybe the Bach will go back to home. But I want to make sure that I have a study regimen, you know, that is gonna, you know, because that's why I'm, you know, I want to make sure I'm hopping around. I don't want to stay distracted, and I want to go home. Just give me the study regimen. So after 2 days, Reb Chaim comes back with a full regiment. And it says in the regiment, if you want to make money, this is what you do. You buy this amount of agalim and this amount of horses and this amount of whatevers. So he said, I thought I asked you for a study regiment, not a parnasa regiment. He says, look, if you wanted to learn, you would stay right here. Going home is not a place to go with. Clearly, you're going home to make money. So I may as well tell you how to make money.
One thing I'm doing that.
I don't think you're staying in yeshiva at that point. But that was Reb Chaim's shita in the grow. Staying home is not the place you want to be if you want to learn. So that was the maisa, the shemaka maisa, rather. Okay, so that's the two-pronged point. That with tirdis and with the agais, and with things going on, it's very difficult to learn. The more a person disengages, the more a person is in their own da'anamis. The more, or I'm saying, in not in, you know, in the makom of having a goyla l'makom Torah, daika, have a goyla l'makom Torah, the more that they will be able to shtag according to this malach. And that's for two reasons. Number one is the tirdis. Number two is the schus itself. Okay. The next thing is a very interesting point. Kishiyatzlech b'limudoy be'ezer makoyim u'be'ezer inyan u'mischad shalom v'lashanas u'lisa l'makom acher, when an opportunity pops up very, very quickly without a lot of yishuv adas and menucha, shalom l'mayah l'asoy to take it. Don't run into things. Kenemar, as it says in Mishlei, Afhu kichataf ta'arif. The Yitzhar grabs people as an ambush. The greatest strategy, push it off. And then you have an opportunity to think about it. This is an amazing strategy of the Gra. The most important, the most effective tool of the Yitzhar is piss on him, is he grabs you and you don't have time to strategize. You don't have time to think. You're caught in the moment and you can't respond. Right? So, and that's the Pasuk Mishnah is quoting. Kishoich amuka zoyna uber tzara nachriya afi kechetef taroi v'boidim ba'adam ta'yosef. So it's berega. And the Prime Lashon brings this down as Pshat in the Mishnah when it says Histakel b'shlosha dvarim v'iyat habole de'avera, right? So what does it mean Histakel? Look at these things. Histakel b'shlosha dvarim v'iyat habole de'ay koydim shetav l'de'avera. But if you're think about your gaiva thing, but if you don't think about it, and you say, well, look, if I ever have an assignment being about gaiva, then I'll think about it. It doesn't work. It's got to work with planning, with preparing, but below is bonus, and to just that's the greatest tool of the Yitzhara. So there's one Kabbalah line over here that it says that, but this line. That's the greatest tool. So that's what the Gra is saying. What happened? You're learning good. Everything's going great. All of a sudden, the HR says, hey, you could do better there. And without thinking, without his brain, this person jumps ship and goes there. It's usually coming from the HR. And that's the tool. He's going to push you away to go do something else. Always on to the next thing. You're never satisfied with this one. So whenever that happens, you have to think twice and think hard. If it's really coming from the right place, right? Have a good night.
Yeah.